America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Kim McCusick is in studio. Ken, the question that everybody wants to ask you, first of all, welcome.
How you doing, Rob?
Always enjoy having you here on Tuesdays. The question that everyone wants is the one that no one can answer unless you're Eric DeCosta. Maybe he can't even answer it. Will the Ravens make a trade before the trade deadline today? And if so, rank the importance in terms of the priority, the positions of need.
Sure. So there are several, and I've kind of gone back and forth between the safety position, which they've had a lot of problems with, but they had a little bit of good play. Some good news this last week in terms of both Marcus Williams and Ardarius Washington looking good on the back end. I still think they could use a safety. They can go cheap if they need to. Interior defensive line, though, would be my number one position right now. And I think the big name out there is Calais Campbell. That would be cheap at the end of his career. Perfect. Get him a ring. Get him out of here, hopefully. There's others they could get. Quandre Diggs would be a guy who's still around, still available. There's another name. Tashawn Gibson would be another safety they could go after. And, of course, Jadeveon Clowney, don't have any problem with any depth at edge, but I think any kind of a large expensive contract at edge is going to have kind of diminished returns relative to some other positions because they've already got good edges. So the question is, do you want a great edge to replace a good edge, or do you want some more depth maybe?
Sound like we're in a black salon, man. You want to take care of the edges.
that's what they do in there?
That's what they do, yeah.
That's why I've seen that in the barbershop when they take care of the edge.
Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, I was concerned because the Ravens have such a great rushing defense this season. However, they are beat up in the interior now, so I was very concerned. The Bengals, they suck on offense as far as running the ball. Joe Burrow is great, but they can't run the ball worth anything. Is this a problem for this game?
Still a problem because the interior defensive line for the Ravens has typically driven the pass rush. Mm-hmm. So they have Matabike, everybody knows about that, but Travis Jones is really the guy who commands double teams and drives the pass rush from the inside. He's got one sack this year, and nobody really knows. But if you look back to 2014, Ravens, very similar relationship with Pernell McPhee. Travis Jones, the last time we saw him on the field, couldn't even push off on that foot.
Yeah.
So we'll see what's going on. But I hope he didn't play any snaps this last week, and I hope he's going to be ready to play Thursday, which is probably a complete pipe dream.
Well, let's get to the big headline there. Another perfect passer rating for Lamar. I heard the Broncos saying they wanted to take away the run game when they got here. Was it 28 yards in the first half? The only problem is he was perfect. I don't know what else you can say about it.
They pressured him very effectively. They had seven pressures, which is okay. And he only had ample time and space, a 3-second pocket, three times the whole day out of 20 passes in total, 20 passes plus sacks that they threw. And he just outperformed in every way and by a total of 159 yards. To give you an idea, to put that in perspective, he outperformed his expectation for his opportunity set by 8 yards per pass.
Wow.
8 yards per pass.
That's unreal.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Yes, it is unreal. Kim McCusick joins us, filmstudybaltimore.com. Got to check out the website.
Well, since we're on we're talking mostly defense right now. I mean, you mentioned pass rushers. But you keep hearing about them being interested in corners. And I know we could use some help in the secondary, but my feeling is, and I always think, as they say, a good pass rush makes the secondary better. I never hear the secondary makes a pass rush better. And you can always avoid throwing at a Darrell Revis. You know, you got a premier, you know, don't throw his way. You can't avoid, you know, TJ Watt or Joey Bosa, though. You can't avoid a good pass rusher. Who do you think is more important right now?
Right now, Brandon Stevens is not playing well. And so he's given up a lot of back shoulder throws. He can stay with a guy who can't
find
football
in
the air.
Yeah, he doesn't turn around.
No, he doesn't look. He tries to play the hands. And you know, there are multiple techniques, but this just isn't working for him right now. And he's being targeted a lot. On the other side, Wiggins isn't targeted at all. So that's good news. He was only targeted one time in this last game. Humphrey is rarely targeted. So it only takes one, though, at cornerback, and you can be in a lot of trouble. Now, it's not like I don't agree with you that a pass rush would be good, but if I look at the 2000 Ravens, were 22nd in sacks in the league. The 2012 Ravens were 16th in sacks in the league. And the current Ravens are 4th in sacks in the league,
fifth. There's a couple of,
Well, a lot of wide receivers we can talk about. I just want to focus on the guy they got in Deontay Johnson. 17 snaps, no targets. Did see him out there blocking on a couple plays, which was nice. At some point, we start because when Nelson Aguilar made the big pass play, I'm going, okay, he's still in the mix, but this guy's got to pick up the playbook, and you'll start to slowly see him more and more out there. What were your thoughts? I know there's not much to it, but first off, the trade, and then, of course, this.
I'm okay with the trade because I think it's mostly a depth and insurance move. It's if anything happens to Bateman or Flowers, then they have a backup for him. I know everybody, it's always sacrilege to bash any receiver that everybody wants so badly because he's a name receiver from a few years ago. He's got 6.8 career yards per target. It's just not exciting. He hasn't played with good quarterbacks. He was 6.2 this year. He's certainly not an exciting player. What I liked is that he's doing a lot of the motioning pre-snap, which means he might take more of Flowers' gadget role and misdirection role, and that will free Flowers for some of the longer A-dot plays.
Stuff that Rob wants to see.
That's right.
There you go, Rob.
There you go. The ball downfield.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ken McCusick joins us. Ken, the Ravens gave up 10 points on Sunday. For the first time in a while, the defense with the league didn't give up anything. Stingy in the second half. Was that scheme or players stepping up?
So,
or none of the above?
Unfortunately, my kind of snarky answer to that is that it was a lot of Bo Nix really not playing very well. They gave Bo Nix an unbelievable opportunity set, 22 ample time and space opportunities, 58% of the time, which is a season high. In fact, it's been highest I've charted in many years. And he ended up undershooting his yards by about 61. We saw most of that go flying over the receivers' heads open in the end zone. It's not like the Ravens did nothing positive in this game, but they allowed Nix forever in the pocket. And I think it's a pretty good indication for the secondary that they were being fairly sticky in this game, that they only gave up the yards they did. It's not a good sign for the pass rush at all.
Right now, I mean, you mentioned before they're fifth in sacks in the league, which I was surprised. I had to see that yesterday prepping for Monday Morning Quarterback. Like, wow, I had no idea it was still up there. How are they doing this right now? It's because we don't have, you know, McDonald anymore, and you know, or and Pease is the least aggressive signal caller I've seen in his team in 20 years. Mm-hmm. So how are they doing this?
So, first of all, they had 4 sacks this last game. All 4 sacks came after a 3-second pocket.
Coverage sacks.
I've never seen before. Yeah. Never seen before in one game. So they have that. They're getting really very little in the way they're doing with either numbers or with scheme, schemed up pressure. So most of they're still riding on some early season sack totals that they had. They had 4 this last game, but they had 2 the game before. Frankly, it's been pretty level, I guess, the whole year with a bunch of 3s and 1-5. I don't have a good answer for you, I think. I'm struggling.
That's why
to find
I asked. I'm curious myself.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Ken, what about the offensive line? Is this something where, just looking at some of your grades, should we be giving Lamar way more credit than we do for his ability to create extra time and you know, keep plays going and keep it alive down the field? Because it seems like these receivers have continued to work even after he gets out of the pocket.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely Lamar deserves a ton of credit. And 2 plays this last week, he ended up drifting all the way to the sideline before he threw it away. And 2 plays ended up defensive holding developed during the time that was happening. So that was great in its own right. I'll just go through the offensive line quickly here since you mentioned that. Stanley had an A in this game, only 1 negative event, a pressure. Showing a lot of mobility in level 2, that's good to see Ronnie back to that. But he had a really bad game last week. There is a lot of variation week to week. This happened to be a very good week. McCary, a D in this game. 2 offensive holding calls were the big things. Frankly, he was outside the tackle box blocking on screen passes. Looked like there could have been more offensive holdings called than just those 2 in the game. He looked very grabby. Linderbaum, a B. Looked good in general. 6 blocks in level 2, 3 pancakes. Nice, good mobility there. Daniel Fa'alele had a C in this game. 8 level 2 blocks were his big thing. The effort is there. He's running way downfield. He just doesn't. He's not very decisive in level 2 at trying to find the guy and pick him out and block him. And then Rosengart was the one guy who got beat for a bunch of pressures in this game. He ended up with a D. He gave up 2/3 of that, for that first sack, the only sack that they had. He had 4 other pressure events and a part of a penetration as well.
Ken McCusick, FilmStudyBaltimore.com, joining us. Ken, Ravens coming off a bad loss the week before in Cleveland. This is a week-to-week league, so what do you learn about the Ravens in week 9 of the National Football League season?
Yeah, sadly, I don't think they can repeat the formula they just won by, which is really sad to say. They can try to run and probably have more success, and they can try and pass and probably have less success. But on defense, I think that they're going to need to scheme more against Burrow and take more risk for higher variance on defense. I think they need to embrace that. And
Take more risks.
Yeah, oh yeah, take more risks. Okay. Defense needs to take risk in general. They need to seek out variance. And Dean Pease is the wrong guy. I mean, the guy I want in Orr's ear to take more risk is either Wink Martindale or Rex Ryan. Those are the 2 guys.
That move pissed me off so much. She's like, why would you do this?
From day one.
He's the king of the prevent defense. Yeah.
Dean Pease in a house that's on fire. Well, wait a minute. Let's see what happens before we get out of here. It's just a little bit of smoke now. It's just like, I didn't understand that at all either.
It really drives me crazy. How about, I know we talked about a weakness. There's one guy I think is a bright spot. It's a guy I don't think people thought would ever make the team because he's so undersized, was our Darius Washington. He stepped up.
Looked great in this last game. Was only thrown at twice. The first time he picked off the ball that was tipped, which is really nice because he's had some balls on his hands this year, hasn't converted. And the second time he stripped the receiver for a pass defense. Then he came through with the big tackle. It's not a big tackle in game terms. The score was 41-10 at the time, but he kept him out of the end zone on Denver's final offensive play with a tackle at the 1-yard line. Just really nice to see him put together a game that way. He's clearly won Jackson's spot. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Harbaugh actually said that in as many words yesterday, but he says Jackson remains in their plans and Washington played well or something like that. But Washington's clearly the strong safety net. Mm-hmm.
Ken, just let you know you're officially a part of the show. You've just been isolated, but go ahead.
let me ask you about Thursday night then. I don't know how much you've got to see of Cincinnati here recently since the Ravens have played them. Defense still very leaky. It's a short week. What are your thoughts on maybe what we see Thursday night?
I think we'll see more of the same. I mean, I think we'll see an attempt to run the ball against the Cincinnati team. I think they'll use all the misdirection that they have in the cupboard. I think they will be prepared to try and win a shootout, and they'll try and do some things, hopefully, to embrace defensive risk and get more pressure on Burrow.
My man Kim McCusick, tell folks in Baltimore about Film Study Baltimore.
I appreciate it, Rob. I'm at Film Study Ravens on Twitter if you want to follow me. And FilmStudyBaltimore.com has podcasts and articles. An article is out there on the defense with a lot of detail from this game.
Now, tell people, you're not watching the TV broadcast again. You're watching from a bird's eye view when you first
see film. I do both. And the broadcast actually has a lot of value in terms of timing events and having a lot of control over the DVR. So that's it's very valuable, actually. Very underrated.
You watch the All-22?
I do both. I do the All-22 and the broadcast.
There you go.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Justice isn't just a word, it's your right. We'll stand up for you when others can't. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.